I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to hear a clip from our show, Guys We Fuck the Anti-Slut-Shaming Podcast. This week, we're talking about medical stuff and how people don't know how to handle that within women. You know, doctors who went to school for a very long time really fucking up medical advice
for women. If we're the greatest country ever, how come we don't know anything about our vaginas?
So listen to this episode, get mad, but then hopefully learn how to help yourself and advocate for your own body more. And if you want to hear more content of this nature, you're going to go to luminarypodcasts.com. You're going to hear us there. You're going to hear other great voices like Roxanne Gay, Lena Dunham, Russell Brand, Trevor Noah. Michael Rapaport.
Our boo.
For as little as $2.99 a month.
What's up with your pussy? Basically.
Well, I have a brand new one for starters. So, but I can tell
you. A designer pussy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's cool. I didn't know we were getting into a designer. This is very, very interesting.
Wait, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Start from the very beginning.
So, I have a disease called mucous membrane pemphigoid. And pemphigoid is really a disease that is a skin disease that. It's a super rare even for your skin, but people get basically blisters all over their skin little bubbling blisters or white like film stuff.
Okay.
So for me, I got even the rarer version of it, which is mucous membrane pemphigoid. So it started, basically it's everywhere I have mucous membranes.
Which is a lot of places in the body.
It's a lot of places. It started in my mouth.
Oh my God. Was it actually very painful?
It was extremely painful.
Okay.
So it started like I had this white stuff all over my mouth and all
of these
blisters.
Like when you get strep throat? Sometimes when you get gnarly strep throat, there's like white blisters. Like did it feel like that?
It didn't totally feel like that because I feel like that's just like at the back of your throat.
Yeah.
This was like everywhere and I had no idea what was happening.
Oh my God.
And I was going to a lot of like walk-in, like city MD places.
They're like, what the fuck? They don't know jack shit I gotta be honest.
Yeah. They could take blood.
They don't, because here's what happened to me about five times, which is
five.
Amazing.
Woo.
So every doctor that I saw at one of those places told me that it looked like I had this disease called hairy leukoplakia. And that disease, and so I would like...
multiple doctors, so that's second, third opinions.
Because I guess it looked exactly like that. And when I Googled it, my mouth really did look like that.
Okay.
But like, they jumped to that conclusion. That's a disease that your body gets... If you're HIV positive and your HIV is turning into AIDS, that's usually what will happen to you.
Okay.
Holy shit.
So they should have given you an HIV test.
Every like doctor followed up with, I have to give you an AIDS test.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't have AIDS. Mm-hmm. I've been safe. I'm not like, I don't. It was just.
I'm just imagining you at a city MD going, I don't have AIDS, guys. Yeah.
It's just like not super common, and then also on top of it, just like walking in as a heterosexual woman, you're like, this statistically it's not.
Yeah.
And you're not, I'm guessing you're not doing intravenous drugs, you know. So
yeah. And if you are, we could talk about it. It's fine.
And if you are, that would be fine. And I'm sure you would have let them know, but it's like, you know, the odds are stacked against you.
Yeah.
The odds of AIDS are definitely stacked against you.
Especially when, you know, I got the test done from one doctor and then I went to another and told them that I had a negative HIV test.
Right.
So no AIDS,
And the next one. Eventually, my mom had taken me to the emergency room because I really couldn't eat at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, if your mouth is covered, can you even swallow? Could you swallow with...
I still to this day can't swallow like a normal person, but because there was a bunch of scarring, but I was swallowing and it just felt like there was like a golf ball in my throat every time I tried to swallow, and it was very painful.
Yeah.
But even in the emergency room, they gave me an HIV test. I was like, come on,
guys. You really don't have AIDS.
This is not hairy leukoplakia. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have AIDS. Like, we gotta find something else here.
Doctors, especially coming in with like that knowledge, and it's so annoying when you go into a doctor's office and you say, this is who I've been to, these are the tests I've had, this is what we know it's not. They treat you like you're stupid.
Yeah,
too.
It's because the training that doctors get is so, this is the book and this is exactly what you do, and if you identify a disease based on these rashes, then this is what it is. And it's like, that's not, medicine is human. They took the humanity out of medicine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, yes. Which they certainly did when I started going to the gynecologist.
Okay.
So during this time, I still didn't know what I had, and my nose was starting to bleed a lot. And so I was going to like several different doctors.
That's so scary.
Yeah, it was really strange. But I tried to masturbate one night.
Mm-hmm. As you do.
With the rabbit. And it was so painful.
Was that the first time it had been painful masturbating?
Yeah. Oh, and it was about a month after my mouth was going through all this.
And during that time when it was painful masturbating, was your mouth still like swollen? And
yeah.
Oh, my mm-hmm. God. So you yeah. were living with this for a long time.
And did you try to have sex in that like 1 month period? No. So this was like the first time you kind of like went down to like use your vagina for something other than like pee, basically.
Right. You have to distract right. yourself too. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Which my pee was also coming out like in droplets.
Oh my God. So it feels like every orifice is kind of closing up, which it was because it was being blocked with these like things. Jesus.
Large blisters.
America.
The blisters. Okay.
Yeah. So it hurt a lot, and I tried to like shove it in basically, and it was so painful that I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Did it feel like you were like shoving a knife in your pussy? Like was it sharp like that?
It didn't, because it was rubber, so right. like didn't, but that's what started to happen every time I went to a new gynecologist to figure it out with the speculum.
Oh, God.
Oh, but my God.
Finally, during this time, before I went to a gynecologist, I found out that I had pemphigoid. So it was like a month later. I didn't say anything to anyone about my vagina, which is really fucked up. Like,
none of the doctors.
No, like, I was like embarrassed of it, which mm-hmm. is crazy.
But common.
It's you learned to be embarrassed by it. It didn't happen. You weren't embarrassed about it out of nowhere.
And that's also, I always try to tell people that you had like AIDS. And you get frustrated, you know, and there is a stigma attached to that too. And I think like, you know, unfortunately, like when you just know it's not something, or like, you know, that you're not like the person that was going to get, it's weird. There's just stigma and lack of knowledge, and then lack of access to good healthcare. Because I, living in New York City for 17 years, I don't even go to those urgent cares anymore. Cause I was like, I could honestly just flush my money, $200 down the toilet, and go to WebMD and do a better job mm-hmm. diagnosing myself. Because right. I've had such bad experiences.
Yeah, I will never go to a city MD or any of those urgent places again. But
So your vagina is painful. You're not telling anyone. You find out what you have.
Yes.
How did you find that out ultimately?
It was so many different doctors. And finally, an infectious disease doctor who took like 5 vials of my blood and was like, you don't have any infectious diseases. But looked at my mouth and he was like, I think you have something called pemphigoid. He literally wrote it on a post-it.
But also too, I think you have something like that, instead of you have this. Like uh-huh. that's humanity. Like I'm so disappointed in the world. And I wish that, I hope if anybody listening who's a doctor, really consider your ego when you're talking to a patient.
Seriously. Although I have to say, this guy, he wrote it down on a post-it. He's like, I can't diagnose this because I'm an infectious disease doctor and it's not an infectious disease. He was like, but go see this like oral surgeon who cut a piece of my tongue off.
Ooh, how'd that feel? Fun and cool?
Insane.
Were you under,
how big of a piece?
Wait. Did they put you under anesthesia or just local?
Just local. Like,
how big of a piece of tongue?
I didn't see it, but okay. it felt
sizable.
It was the most painful.
Numbing.
It was worse than shoving the rabbit in my vagina.
Oh my god! Like,
yeah, it was so painful.
And people get their tongue pierced. Like, I know. Voluntarily, I thought of that. With no numbing.
But then I was like, well, maybe this is like taking a full piece off, so maybe it hurts more than the tongue piercing.
When I bite my tongue, I scream. Yeah. So I can't imagine.
Yeah, like biting all the way through.
Oh, like, who's horny?
Yeah.
Wow.
But he diagnosed it as that. So then I had to go to... I just like Googled doctors. There's one specialist in pemphigoid in New York City. She's a dermatologist because this is really a skin disease.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I went to see her. She told me to get it. At the time I was freelancing, I was just doing like creative producing on productions and stuff. So she told me to get a job that gave me really good health insurance.
Oh,
my
God.
I was going to say,
were you covered? So did you have like some kind of health insurance you were paying by yourself?
Yeah.
Like so the minimum coverage kind?
I was on.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, I was
Metro
on.
Metro Plus, baby.
Totally. And she was like, you need to get real health insurance because for what I have, since like she... she's like the main doctor because she's the specialist, but because it's on my mucous membranes and mucous membranes are in a different area of your body,
yeah,
I had to get a specialist for my nose, for my mouth.
Oh my, so like every mucous membrane had a separate
my
doctor.
My eyes, like, so yeah, so it's crazy.
Hey fuckers, hope you enjoyed that clip from our interview with Tina Santamaro. To listen to the entire thing, go on over to luminarypodcasts.com where you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month.
You can do it.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.